Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you.
Right.
If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Then new tradition, take it away. That's right, it's time for another Sunday Night. This is Richard K. Allison, and tonight we celebrate a country Christmas with special guest, The New Tradition. We know you're going to love their mix of country gospel and bluegrass, especially at this time of year. And of course, all the regulars you've grown to know and tolerate are here. Jeffrey S. Miller and his refreshment committee, Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band and singers. And together we've put together this special Sunday Night Christmas greeting. So blow up the TV, cozy up to the boombox, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Anymore.
Yeah! Thank you, and welcome to Sunday Night. A country Christmas Sunday night with special guests, The New Tradition. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison, and tonight we come to you from Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is our home. This is where we spend most of our time, and we're so thankful to these folks who make us feel so at home. Of course, anybody's image of a country Christmas is going to depend on what country you come from. Now, I have all kinds of ethnic corpuscles coursing through my body, but my wife is a full-blooded Swede. She wasn't born there, but both parents were full-blooded Swedes. I am Swedish by marriage. And there are lots of people in Minnesota in this predicament. I mean, blessed in this way. And I empathize with them. I share their joy. And in honor of my wife's heritage, I would like to present this piece of ancient Swedish literature, translated from the original tongue.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the place where I was staying, there was nobody making no noise, not even some mouses, except for my brother-in-law, and he's a rat. The stockings were hanged by the shimmy kind of careful, because that feller with the red knickers was supposed to be coming pretty soon. The little stinkers was all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums tramped on their heads. And Mama in her curlers, which really looked silly, and me in my snazzy nightshirt, had just washed our feet for a long winter's snooze. Then out on the grass, there arose a terrible noise. I jumped out of my bed to see if it was the boys. Away to the window, I flew like a flash. I would have got there sooner, but I'd just had some Swedish sausage, and it was sitting kind of heavy. And what to my wandering eyes should appear but a little teeny-weeny sleigh and 8 teeny-weeny Christmas horses. There was a little driver, so sudden and quick, I could tell right away it was Jolly St. Nick. More faster than eagles, his horses, they came, and he whistled and hollered and called them bad names. Now Hasher, now Trasher, now Vixer, now Prancer. On Yoghead, on Stupid, on Wisconsin. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now pass away, pass away. Pass out for crying out loud. And in two shakes of a skunk's tail, I heard on the roof, damn animals monkeying around up there with their feet. As I sucked in my head and tripped over the cat, down the chimney came Santa Claus, flat on his back. He was fat as an old hog, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I seen him. I just couldn't help it. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I didn't have nothing to worry about. He didn't say nothing, but went straight to his work and put lots of pretty stuff in the hosiery and turned with a squirt. And putting his fingers inside of his nose, he says, "Hey, you know me, kids," and holy smoke, he was gone. He yumped in his big open yob and to his team gave a whistle, and they yumped up and ran like they had sat on some thistle. And I heard him yelling as he scrammed out of there, "Hey, a snappy Christmas to all of us. And remember, everything's half price at the stores tomorrow. Good night."
Yes, well, my Swedish meatball, that was for you. Say, we are delighted here at Sunday night to welcome to our stage a wonderful group, country gospel, bluegrass group from Nashville, Tennessee. The great sounds of the New Tradition. Would you welcome them to Sunday night, the New Tradition?
I'd have no regrets for the life that I've lived through. I've seen good days and bad days, glad and troubled times. But everything I've gathered here, I'll have to leave behind. I've learned it doesn't matter if you just got by, or if you had a fortune, it stays here when you die. And there's just one thing worth having, and I want you to know, it's the only thing in life that goes with you when you go. But the funny thing, it's around us every day, and it's easiest to get if you just give some away. Love is enough, it's all you need, and the good Lord will fill in the spaces in between. When life gets hard and the going gets rough, just open up your heart, love will be enough.
Go.
Born one night in Bethlehem, sent by God because of his love for all men. They brought him gifts to a stable cold and rough, but the Father knew that only love would be enough. You're sad because you think the gift you have to give is small, but if you just give love, that's the greatest gift of all. Love is enough, it's all you need, and the good Lord will fill in the spaces in between. When life gets hard and the going gets rough, just open up your heart, love will be enough.
Go, friend!
Good Lord will fill in the spaces in between. When life gets hard and the going gets rough,
rough. Just open up your heart, love will be enough. Well, when life gets hard and the going gets rough, just open up your heart, love will be enough.
Thank you so much. So much this time of year we think about Mary and Joseph, Mary being the chosen above all women, and Mary being such a special woman, and Joseph being such an incredibly special man. But this song doesn't talk so much about that. It really talks about Mary and Joseph as a mama and a daddy.
They didn't own a house, no crib, no toys were waiting. Still, they had their love for the child they were anticipating. He was born one winter night on a road between two towns. They wrapped him up so warm and tight and said it looks like heaven's come down. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night, there was peace and perfect love. If we want to find it, I know we always will. For the new star is shining for us still. They worried how they'd feed him. Simple trade was all they knew, but it was hard enough to make ends meet when there was only two. But the cold, the dark, and hunger, it couldn't take away their joy, for they knew that they would find a way for that precious baby boy. There was a new star shining in the sky up above. By his light that winter night, there was peace and perfect love. If we want to find it, I know we always will, for the new star is shining for us still. And if we want to find it, I know we always will, for the new star is shining for us still.
The new tradition. You'll be back with more. Tonight's show is partially sponsored by the Crass Commercialization Classic Christmas Catalog, makers of these fine products.
The Remote Caroling System.
Joy to the world.
Why stand out in the freezing cold when you can carol by remote? Our remote caroling package includes a complete loudspeaker system that mounts right to your car so you can carol from inside the heated comfort of your family automobile. And to spice up those Christmas favorites, we offer a complete line of taped accompaniment. For that full choir sound, order our vocals featuring the Minnesota Vocational and Technical Institute Glee Club. Or, to carol with the stars, you can receive tapes with lead vocals by such favorites as Whitney Houston, Mel Torme, Oprah Winfrey, and Rod Stewart. Why not carol in style? Order today. Don't go out into the cold and get a sore throat. Do your Christmas caroling by remote. Only $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Now that's the Christmas spirit.
And new from Crass Commercializations, It's a Wonderful Life action figures! Now your child can recreate that beautiful story of Bedford Falls with all your favorite characters. There's George Bailey and his empty suitcase.
Well, Pop, I want to travel. I want to see the world.
Uncle Billy and his magic disappearing money.
It was here just a minute ago. Honest, George.
Clarence and his pop-up wings.
You'll help me earn my wings, won't you, George?
And, of course, the evil Mr. Potter and his wheelchair.
You're going to jail, George! You're worth more dead than alive!
Wheelchair comes complete with a turbo ejector seat.
Swing!
Order today! Available in the original black and white or the putrid colorization. Zuzu's Petals sold separately.
Also new in this year's catalog from Ninspendo, the Ebenezer Scrooge video game. It's classic Christmas action as you steal from the street urchins, exploit your underpaid workers, and hoard as much money as you can. But don't let those Christmas spirits catch up to you, or you'll have to give it all away in a fit of generosity. Order today and be a Scrooge.
That's the Crass Commercialization Classic Christmas Catalog. Fine products coast to coast and proud partial sponsors of Sunday Night. Christmas without wonder is just not worth all the commotion.
True, but how do we reach out of the commotion and touch the wonder?
Music?
Worship?
Well, those are helpful. And many times do enable us to touch the wonder in our emotions.
But sometimes we are unmoved and wonder where the wonder went.
Consider the wonder of our world. Its immenseness stretches beyond the sun.
Beyond the planets.
Beyond the stars.
And the galaxies.
Until we can wonder if it goes on forever.
Its smallness goes beyond the atoms.
The protons.
Neutrons and electrons.
Until we can wonder if there's no end to its minute intricacy.
And we stand in the middle.
Scientists have deduced, using the principle of cause and effect, that all of this vast wonder began millions or billions of years ago with a big bang, when all of the known matter in the universe was gathered together into an exceedingly dense mass.
Very dense.
Very, very dense.
Big time dense.
Wait. Exceedingly dense.
There, that's it.
They theorize that this dense mass exploded and all the stars and planets are cooling, spreading fragments of this explosion. Let's say all this may be true. The mystery remains.
The mystery remains.
The mystery remains.
The beginning remains unexplained.
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 The beginning remains unexplained unless you abandon the principle of cause and effect.
Abandon the principle of cause and effect. Well, we could do that.
Abandon the principle of cause and effect and assume that the Big Bang was an effect without a cause.
An effect without a cause. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Be unscientific.
That wouldn't do.
Well, back to the computer.
We must have missed something.
The wonder of Christmas is like the wonder of the universe, because its mystery has an unreachable enormity and an unfathomable smallness. John, in his gospel, reaches out to touch that enormity when he says,
"When all things began, the Word already was."
When all things began...
The Big Bang?
The Word...
The mysterious cause?
Already was. John also reaches out to the other end of the spectrum, God's smallness.
All that came to be was alive with his life, and that life was the light for us all.
The same mysterious cause that ignited the Big Bang is the light that mysteriously brings wisdom and direction to the dark corners of our lives. Imagine it.
The one Word.
The one cause.
The one God.
Whose greatness exceeds the entire universe.
Reaches into the darkness of the smallest crevices of our lives.
To bring light.
And hope.
And peace.
Jesus, the Christ, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas, is God made flesh. God revealed. A perceivable slice of the vast, mysterious cause that created the all and lights the small. This
is the wonder of Christmas.
I've grown up, no longer a baby, much too old for snowman and sled. Hide the heart, rely on the head, be hurried instead of happy. Teach me wonder, let me play in the snow, let me know again the child that I used to be. Shade me under from the glare of the world, and teach me again to see. Spent, not inspired, so tired of striving, surviving for I can't recall what. Shutting out the thought of returning, learning to love the simple. Teach me wonder, let me listen to rain, hear you breathing through the clouds, or a silent tear drown the thunder of my every day, and teach me again to hear. If you left behind your kingdom and crown, maybe I can lay down my pride. Teach me wonder, let me play in the snow, let me know again the child that I used to be. Shade me under from the glare of the world, and teach me again to see.
Michael Pierce Donnelly. Mike, I have a question for you.
Was ist das Fum?
I'm not quite sure. Fum. Fum, yeah. Fum, Fum is the song that the NASB is going to do.
Okay.
And I tried to find out what a fum was.
Yes.
I have no idea.
You even called me in the middle of the week.
I called you trying to find out what a fum was. You didn't know.
I didn't know.
I called Jeff Miller. And
he probably didn't know.
He didn't. Well, he thought maybe it meant fun, fun, fun.
Oh, and it's got to be something better.
I'm not quite sure. What I was thinking is, if If it was fun, fun, fun,
yes,
then we could do some, I could put together in an arrangement, foom, 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 and the Beach Boys, fun, 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 and kind of put them all together, and maybe it would be fun.
So did you do that?
No, I didn't. I couldn't find documentation that it was actually fun.
What a loss to the musical world that was.
Yeah.
What a shame. So you do have, however, foom, foom, foom. Am I correct?
We do.
Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band, foom, foom, foom.
Bus is late again.
As usual.
Ooh, cold enough for you?
Yeah.
Looks like old Rockhead over there got some new earphones.
Maybe a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Hey, wonder where Tinkerbell's friend is today.
Hey, not so loud. She doesn't have earphones on.
Too much eggnog at the company party last night, huh?
Yeah. Doggone it, where's that bus?
I know I'm ready for vacation.
Me too.
And to spend that holiday bonus.
Yeah, if the wife lets you.
Excuse me, do you know the time?
Hey, Tinkerbell can talk.
Hey, yeah, it's 7:52.
late again. You'd think they'd at least try to be on time for the holiday shoppers.
Holiday schmolidays.
Yeah, you can have them.
Except for a little time away from the office, they ain't worth it.
Oh, he could say that again.
Between the shopping.
And the kids.
And the in-laws.
And the crotch.
More trouble than they're worth.
Hey, get a load of that kid.
Riding a bus by herself this early in the morning.
Smiling like she's got the best secret in the world.
Yeah, she'll grow up.
Soon enough.
Where in the world is that bus?
Yeah, man, I'm freezing my patooties off.
So that's what he calls those things in his nose.
Yeah, I guess.
Nice tune.
Yeah, even Rockhead likes it.
Near, near, near. Near, 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 near. Near, near, near. Near, 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 near.
La, 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 la,
there goes Alice.
Bud.
That bus, I see it over there.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, here it comes now.
Hey, I was here first. Come on, out of my way.
Hey, step aside.
Stop,
get over.
Pushing.
Hey, quick. Get over.
Well, every little bit helps.
We've been privileged to have here at Sunday Night the new tradition to help us celebrate our country Christmas. They, in fact, drove through some pretty nasty weather along some pretty nasty roads, long distances, and you're actually going to go home and see your families tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, tonight wraps up about 200-plus days of touring for this year.
Oh, wow. Well, you go home and have a great time with your loved ones, and we will pray for you as you travel. But before you go, could you just do a couple more tunes? The new tradition.
Just a good old-fashioned Christmas, like the ones I used to know. We trim the tree and dig the halls and watch the falling. There's lots of friends and family dropping by to spread the cheer. Just a good old-fashioned Christmas, can't believe it's finally here. Old-fashioned Christmas, nothing fancy, nothing new. Oh, just handmade ornaments on the tree and strings of popcorn too. There's a warm fire in the fireplace where we gather around and sing. Just a good old-fashioned Christmas, wouldn't trade for anything. Hi-dee-do-dee-dee-do, hi-dee-dee-dee-dee. Just a good old-fashioned Christmas, like the ones I used to know. We trim the tree and deck the hall and watch the falling snow. We celebrate at Christmas what we live through every year. Just a good old-fashioned Christmas. Can't believe it's finally here. Just a good old-fashioned Christmas. Can't believe it's finally here. Thank you. Thank you very much. One of the advantages of us being able to sing a cappella is it's always fun every year to go Christmas caroling. So we want to just pretend just for a second that you've heard this strange noise outside and you've wandered to your door and this is what you've heard. The first Noel, the angels did sing, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was
new tradition. Christmas Day in the Morning by Pearl S. Buck. He waked suddenly and completely. It was 4 o'clock, the hour at which his father had always called him to get up and help with the milking. Strange how the habits of his youth clung to him still. 50 years ago, and his father had been dead for 30 years, and yet he waked at 4 o'clock in the morning. He had trained himself to turn over and go to sleep, but this morning, because it was Christmas, he did not try to sleep. He slipped back in time, as he did so easily nowadays. He was 15 years old and still on his father's farm. He loved his father. He had not known that until one day, a few days before Christmas, when he overheard what his father was saying to his mother.
"Mary, I hate to call Rob in the mornings. He's growing so fast, and he needs his sleep. If you could see how he sleeps when I go in to wake him up, I wish I could manage alone."
"Well, you can't, Adam. Besides, he isn't a child anymore. It's time he took his turn."
"Yeah, but I sure do hate to wake him."
When he heard these words, something in him woke. His father loved him. He had never thought of it before, taking for granted the tie of their blood. Neither his father nor his mother talked about loving their children. They had no time for such things. There was always so much to do on a farm. But now that he knew his father loved him, there would be no more loitering in the mornings and having to be called again. He got up after that, stumbling with sleep, and pulled on his clothes, his eyes tight shut. But he got up. And then the night before Christmas, that year when he was 15, he lay for a few minutes thinking about the next day. They were poor, and most of the excitement was in the turkey they had raised themselves and in the mince pies his mother made. His sisters sewed presents, and his mother and father always bought something he needed, not only a warm jacket, maybe, but something more, such as a book. And he saved and bought them each something, too. He wished that Christmas he was 15, he had a better present for his father. As usual, he had gone to the 10-cent store and bought a tie. It had seemed nice enough until he lay thinking the night before Christmas. And then he wished that he had heard his father and mother talking in time for him to save for something better. He lay on his side, his head supported by his elbow, and looked out of his attic window. The stars were bright, much brighter than he ever remembered seeing them. And one was so bright, he wondered if it were really the Star of Bethlehem.
"Dad,"
he had once asked as a little boy,
"what is a stable?"
"It's just a barn," his father replied, "like ours."
Then Jesus had been born in a barn, and to a barn the shepherds and wise men had come bringing their Christmas gifts. The thought struck him like a silver dagger. Why should he not give his father a special gift too, out there in the barn? At 3:15, he got up and put on his clothes. He crept downstairs, careful of the creaky board, and let himself out. The big star hung lower over the barn roof, a reddish gold. The cows looked at him, sleepy and surprised. "So, boss," he whispered. They accepted him placidly, and he fetched some hay for each cow and then got the milking pail and the big milk cans. He had never milked all alone before, but it seemed almost easy. He kept thinking about his father's surprise. His father would come in and call him, saying that he would get things started while Rob was getting dressed. He'd go to the barn, open the door, and then he'd go to get the two empty milk cans. But they wouldn't be waiting, or empty. Then they'd be standing in the milk house, filled. The task went more easily than he had ever known it before. Milking for once was not a chore. It was something else, a gift to his father who loved him. He finished. The two cans were full, and he covered them and closed the milk house door, making sure of the latch. He put the stool in its place by the door and hung up the clean milk pail. Then he went out of the door and barred the door behind him. Back in his room, he had only a minute to pull off his clothes in the darkness and jump into bed, for he heard his father up. He put the covers over his head to silence his quick breathing, and the door opened.
"Rob," his father called, "we gotta get up, son, even if it is Christmas."
"All right," he said sleepily.
"I'll go on out. I'll get things started."
The door closed, and he lay still, laughing to himself. In just a few minutes, his father would know. His dancing heart was ready to jump from his body. The minutes were endless, 10, 15, he did not know how many, and he heard his father's footsteps again. The door opened, and he lay still.
"Rob?"
"Yes, Dad." His father was laughing a queer, sobbing sort of laugh.
"You thought you'd fool me, did you?"
His father was standing beside his bed, feeling for him, pulling away the cover. "It's for Christmas, Dad." He found his father and clutched him with a great hug. He felt his father's arms go around him. It was dark, and they could not see each other's faces.
"Son, I thank you. Nobody ever did a nicer thing."
"Oh, Dad, I want you to know, I do want to be good." The words broke from him of their own will. He did not know what to say. His heart was bursting with love.
"Well, I reckon I can go back to bed and sleep,"
his father said after a moment.
No. Hark. The little ones are waked up. Come to think of it, son, I've never seen you children when you first saw the Christmas tree. I was always in the barn. Come on!
He got up and pulled on his clothes again, and they went down to the Christmas tree. And soon the sun was creeping up to where the star had been. Oh, what a Christmas! And how his heart had nearly burst again with shyness and pride as his father told his mother and made the younger children listen about how he, Rob, had got up all by himself.
The best Christmas gift I've ever had. And I'll remember it, son, every year on Christmas morning, so long as I live.
They had both remembered it. And now that his father was dead, he remembered it alone. That blessed Christmas dawn, when, alone with the cows in the barn, he had made his first gift of true love.
Shepherds adore him, kneeling before him. Alleluia, Christ is born. With holy voices, heaven rejoices. Alleluia, Christ is born. This humble station, bringing salvation to every nation forever. Carol the story, singing his glory. Alleluia, Christ born.
Lift up your eyes and follow the wise men.
Alleluia,
Christ is born. Offer your treasure, seeking his pleasure.
Alleluia,
Christ is born. Evil restraining, power attaining, ruling and
be heard again.
Night, a production of Northwestern College Radio, Allison Ministries, and the Refreshment Committee. Technical directors Travis Ludwig, house engineers tonight Travis Ludwig and Bill Sills, Kurt Olson and Don Malley, our radio engineers, Kent Hannestead, our stage manager, Carrie Baker and Tim Perry, our auditorium crew. Thanks to our guest writers Stan Peel and Bob Walstead. The New American Standard Band is Mike Donnelly, Scott Malchow, Kenny Holman, Jesse Wheeler, and Emmanuel Kariaku. Paul Arneberg, Angie Gisselson, and Mary Miller are the Refreshment Committee. Mike Donnelly, Karen Deers, and Lisa LeMahieu are the New American Standard Band singers. And thank you to Harold Ober Association Incorporated for permission to use On Christmas Day in the Morning by Pearl S. Buck. Our associate producer is Judy Hannestead. The executive producer of Sunday Night is Paul Ramsayer. Our music director is Michael Pierce Donnelly. Co-creative director, Jeffrey S. Miller. Thank you to our guests tonight. From Nashville, Tennessee, The New Tradition, Daryl Mosley, Richie Dotson, Fred Dugan, and Danny Roberts. We love having you with us, guys. Come back soon. I'm Richard K. Allison. Would you sing with us?
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas to you.
And goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest. Let His praises be heard again.
Gloria,
glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest. Let His praises be heard again.
Gloria,
glory to God in the highest.
Thanks for listening in this afternoon to the special rebroadcast of the Sunday Night Radio Show. Even though it doesn't feel like Christmas out, it's nice to highlight one of the previous shows from the Sunday Night broadcast. These shows were originally produced live before a studio audience in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul, then broadcast across the nation on the Skylight Satellite Network. The host is the late Richard K. Allison. And we found some of the old shows in the archives, and we're bringing them back as summer radio specials each weekend here on Faith Radio. So listen again next Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. for another installment of Sunday Night. By the way, I encourage you to tell your friends, and you can get some details on our website, faithradionet.com. That's faithradionet.com. You'll find a show page for Sunday Night. Got a few pictures and comments about the show and the performers, and a few excerpts and highlights from some of the shows, including Church Secretary and Honey and Bob Stromberg and more. So check it out online, the Sunday Night Show page at faithradionet.com. And then tell your friends, be sure to join us next weekend for another hour of music, mayhem, and some meaningful stuff too, right here on Sunday Nights on Faith Radio.